Clean Magic, 101 Hints and Tips for a Sparkling Green Home, written and read by Nancy Birtwistle. Introduction. What does it mean to go green? When I look back to the early days and the very beginning of my green journey, I started off with a few simple swaps. First, I decided not to buy plastic cling film that I used just once. Then I moved on a little and ditched single-use wipes and plastic bags, before progressing to never buying single-use plastic plates, cutlery and cups. Then I became more interested and motivated, and the green wheel kept on turning. Fast forward 10 years, and by taking regular, very small steps, the mission to save our planet has now gathered pace and evolved into a complete lifestyle change for me and so many like-minded people. World leaders, organisations and governments may continue to pontificate and set targets and standards, but I remind myself that the greatest threat to our planet is the belief that someone else will save it. I can, in my little house, do something to help every single day. I'm often asked what motivates me to keep trying, and often failing, to achieve a satisfactory result to a question or cleaning problem that has presented itself. Sometimes I feel overwhelmed or disheartened, but I try not to be beaten. I keep going, and then when I have a breakthrough and come up with a cleaning recipe, tip or solution, and I'm able to share it amongst my now large social media audience, I realise that this piece of work can then be multiplied by thousands of other little houses. For those who say these actions are a drop in the ocean, my reply is always that an ocean is made up of many drops, and our oceans are so precious. I firmly believe change can happen, is happening, and will continue to gather pace. Even for the climate deniers out there, and setting global warming and climate change to one side for a moment, let us consider the facts and concentrate just on cleaning. The reverse labels on cleaning products are not fake news. Many ingredients are toxic to aquatic life. It says so if you get your glasses on and read the tiny print. They may be harmful to pets, their synthetic perfumes will pollute the air we breathe inside our homes, and their plastic containers will add to landfill or incineration and probably not be recycled, as we previously assumed. Then we have to think about the expense. Every single-use plastic bottle or bag, along with the cost of its eventual disposal, every inch of shelf space in the supermarket, not forgetting the advertising, marketing and salaries of all the staff involved in production. All those costs are added to the final retail price of that bottle of chemical cleaner. Thankfully, we have a way out of this. We can make our own cleaning products so we know what goes into them and can learn what works well for us in our own homes. In my and your little kitchen, we are the production line. No single-use spray bottles, tubs and containers. We reuse what we have. The marketing and advertising we excitedly do ourselves as we tell more and more of our friends and family how effective, addictive and feel good a green lifestyle is. As well as the brilliant cleaning results in our homes, the cost savings of going green are, we realised in a very short time, tangible as we happily skip up and down the cleaning aisle in the supermarket with an empty trolley. Inside this book, you'll find environmental and budget-friendly fixes for almost any problem around the home, from very stubborn stain removal to freshening stinky sinks and zero-effort slippery path and paver cleaning. These are easy and small changes that will make a big difference to your home and environment. I began with a basket of simple, natural ingredients and went on to make a selection of homemade cleaning products, sufficient to cover most jobs in and around the home. Yet, as more readers became convinced and committed to saving the planet, as well as seeing a significant reduction